Although he could only see the back of her ragged cloak, Jean-Pierre was sure she had moved her hand to her face to wipe away a tear. As the now elderly monk neared the circular staircase at the end of the hall, a scent wafted through the air and tickled Brother Roger's senses. The comforting and familiar smell perked up his weak, famished body. It beckoned him all the way down the stairs. Brother Roger inhaled deeply as he entered the monastery's common room. "I knew this would get those old bones of yours moving, Roger," said Brother Declan as he looked up with a knowing smile from his task. Declan stirred the ingredients in a cast-iron cauldron while the flames leapt at its base. He toiled on his concoction in a walk-in fireplace that seemed to take up half the wall it was built into. "True. There's nothing like your winter solstice wassail on a freezing cold day like today, especially after starving for the past 16 hours, Roger muttered. The simmering liquid continued to release its apple cider and cranberry juice aroma into the air. Brother Roger could also pick out the subtle hints of cloves, cinnamon sticks, and orange peel that Declan skillfully blended in just the right amounts. Roger retrieved a small satchel from the pocket of his cassock. He carefully handed it to Declan.